The study finds poor air quality not only affects our environment, but also our health. Researchers from the University of Utah Health and Intermountain Healthcare report a correlation between high incidence of pneumonia and winter inversions along the Wasatch Front. The number of individuals sent to the emergency room every year because of pollutant-caused pneumonia climbs as high as 200 in the state of Utah.
So first of all, there's a lot of research out there showing that air pollution increases the risk for many serious and potentially deadly diseases. Pneumonia is just one of many.
Dr. Cheryl Perosi is a pulmonologist and assistant professor of internal medicine at University of Utah Health.
But some examples would be exacerbations of COPD and asthma and other lung diseases and cardiovascular disease like heart attacks.
Pneumonia is an infection in the lungs. It can be bacterial or viral, and Dr. Perosi says that while it's very common, it can be potentially very serious for at-risk populations.
All people, and especially more vulnerable people who are at higher risk, so that would be older adults and people with heart and lung diseases and young children, should do what they can to protect themselves from exposure to air pollution. That can mean reducing exposure by avoiding activity outside.
The seasonal effect of pollutants is something that needs to be addressed, says Dr. Perosi. The report indicates that doing so would keep many individuals out of the hospital, as well as save the state up to $1.6 million in health costs every year.
As a community, we should do everything we can do to reduce air pollution in our area. That would include driving less and using more fuel-efficient vehicles, making public transportation more available and using it, and reducing industry emissions, especially during the inversions.
During the 2018 Utah legislative session, a bill sponsored by Representative Patrice Arendt seeks to reduce some of Utah's emissions by testing diesel vehicles in Utah County. For more details on this bill and the health study, please visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rihanna Gale.